This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
You know, I've told you guys this for a long time, and it's true. You can get five people in the room, tell a story, and get at least three different versions of it. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher, our gold guy, will join us after the break. Or I should call him our economics guy. Yeah, I'm working on it. He'll be with us right after the first break. Wow, she looks weird. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi. Well, she's always looked weird, I guess. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer had dinner with the president last night to talk about his tax plan. And when they came out after the dinner, you know, for the most part, they must have been in a different rooms about 85% of the time, if you listen to what she said and what Schumer said and then what Donald Trump said. It's just amazing to me. Right? So, you know, they got to get along. They've got to learn how to get along. And yes, Dems, you need to learn how to get along. You can't just keep expecting that they're going to do it your way. And then you want us to kind of step over our line to work with you. But when you're in power, you never want to do it. You don't do it. The last 8 years proved it. You weren't interested in our input. Don't give me the garbage that you were, because you were not. So try to be honest about it. Anyway, during the break, somebody sent me this. I thought it was kind of cute and funny. I thought, figured we'd do it. According to a recent study, it claims that bald men are leading the way when it comes to being more sexy, more attractive, smarter. I must be a flaming idiot.
You are. And ugly, too.
I mean, seriously. Have you seen me... Just before I reach the chia pet stage, you know, when I don't cut my hair for a long time. And that doesn't take very long.
Nope.
Right? There was a time when the glimmering, light reflective scalps of bald men were merely the subject of pity and parody. Born out of a, dare gone awry, straight... Listen, you look at times at men's hair. Right? And you look at the little balding parts and pieces. And I know young guys, I'm talking late 20s, early 30s, that have shaved their head and shave it on a regular basis because they think it looks better. I don't know. I think it looks like a warped cantaloupe most of the time. But if their wife likes it and they like it, you know, I'm no person to say anything. No longer just a symptom of male pattern baldness, shaving one's head is now an active style choice, right? I mean, it's something you go to the barber to get done, where before you, like, beat your brains out, not, absolutely not to lose all your hair. Now I guess it's a cool thing. The proof is in the pudding, or the bald men who are married to Victoria's Secret models. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania asked groups of male and female students to rate photographs of men according to the attractiveness. According to three things: attractiveness, confidence, and dominance. And baldness trumped all the categories. At least that's what they're saying. The prevailing theory, though, was that the sporting a shaved scalp was associated with dominance. Yeah, that's what we're into. That's right. If you're bald, you're into dominance. Participants consistently rated natural bald men and even men whose hair had been digitally shaved off or as being more dominant and stronger than those with thick or thinning hair. I don't know if I buy that. Anyway, choosing to dispense with one's hair is arguably a form of nonverbal behavior. It is a form of expression. Right? And some people used to find it difficult to look at, but now it's found as being a little bit more attractive. The study also concluded that perceiving bald men as more dominant means that they will fare better economically in negotiations. It's not all good news, though, as the study also found that shaving a man's head makes him look 4 years older. I don't know about that, because when my hair gets really thick, I look older, don't I? Right? Yeah, just a tad anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I think these people are crazy.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. However, for the 20-something to still get ID'd going in to see a 15-rated film, I don't even know what that... Oh, I know what that means. Okay. This might be a razor-sharp news that they've been waiting for. There you go. See that? So if you're like 15 or 16, you're trying to get a triple-R-rated film or something like that, all you got to do is shave your head. It'll put you right up over the threshold. You know what I'm saying? 855-732-5563. I always love when, again, he's up next, David Fisher comes on with us. Because, I mean, you get some real simple, plain English understanding of your finances. Of what to do. You know, where to invest it. How to make it so that you may have some money to help your child go to college. I'm not a big believer in paying for everything for your kids. I'm not. I don't think it works out well. I think you end up with snowflakes. That's what I think. And today, Dr. Jean Twenge, yeah, I think that's how you pronounce her name, she has been all over the place talking about her new book called iGen, Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. And she's written other books, too. Let's see. She's written The Narcissism Epidemic. I mean, she's going to be somebody good. We should have it on the show, huh? Social Psychology. She has also written Generation Me and The Impatient Woman's Guide to Getting Pregnant. So I'm really curious to see what all that's about. But I'm going to try to reach out and get her on. But in the third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about where these millennials are at, what the snowflakes are doing, what these phones, and I've been saying it for years, that these smartphones for kids are not healthy. Bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As some of you know, Stevie Wonder said the other night that if you are a climate change denier, then you're an idiot. That you're not smart. So I don't know if he'd want anybody who wasn't smart buying his albums, putting him to where he put it. Does he realize how many people that bought his albums, that buy his songs, that come see him are quote-unquote climate change deniers? Probably not. Anyway, let's get to the gold. We're going to talk with David Fisher. I love having him on. He's always, always so informative. I want to welcome back David Fisher to the show. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with me every week. Gives us kind of a, I won't say just a market update. He's giving us a whole economic overview, letting us understand and see and know, you know, frankly, what we're up against. Because I don't know about you guys, it's not like I have $3 trillion in, well, the government doesn't either, but it's not like I have $3 trillion in my bank account. And you need to know how to hold on to your money, how to make it grow, how to be secure financially. And I think David brings all of that to the table. Mr. Fisher, thanks for joining me today.
Three words for you, Joe.
Let me give them to you. I Let me see. iPhone X. No, that's not three words. Never mind. Go ahead.
Run, Forrest, run. No. We're going to have some fun today talking about what's going on, though. But,
well, you know, if the economy, if things are so bad, why iPhone, Apple's coming out with an iPhone that's $999. Boy, you know, the poorest of the poor in this country are in good shape, aren't they?
Well, they're also talking, let's do the flip side of that. You know, I'm not going to buy one. I have an iPhone. I'm the kind of guy that, you know, holds on to some electronic device until it probably is dead. And, you know, they say you need to upgrade. You know, that's what my kids keep saying. But, you know, there's a whole new wave, $1,000 for a phone. Would we ever thought a phone, first of all, 25 years ago, we never thought we would hold a phone that's not tied to a cord, you know, like into the house.
Right.
But let alone now paying $1,000 for a phone. I mean, they're actually talking about, the flip side of this, is they're talking about now you're going to finance your phone, like financing a car, you know? So.
Oh, come on.
That's Apple is announcing that, and the financial world is talking about it. So financing, you know, we used to not think of financing a car, and that became the norm, and now we're into financing a phone. We didn't talk about this, but this is confirming what I'm going to talk about today. Thank you for the great
lead. You like that, right? But at one point in time, it was taboo for you to even, the only thing you really could finance, and that was kind of off a little bit, was what, your home, right? I mean, you had financing on nothing else, right?
My next-door neighbors, they're Germans, and that's where my heritage is from. And they talk about how he's the physician for the flight team that trains here in Phoenix. And so anyway, they talk about how it's so different in America. You guys finance everything. And in Europe, we don't do that this way. And, you know, it's very, in some cases, it's very unnormal to even have a mortgage on a house. So, it's just totally different. And it's an American culture thing that is infiltrating the world that debt is a good thing. And now we're getting into financing phones.
And I know we didn't plan on talking about this, but I was reading an article the other day about how the Australians, their investment or their normal investment mindset is their homes are their future investments or what have you. They kind of use their home as a security for their old age. I also thought was interesting because it fluctuates so much, you know, everywhere in the world. I would think everywhere in the world. I'm not a genius, but I would think so, you know. Anyhow.
You know, most of the world does use their home as their biggest asset, as a investment and something that they are going to have paid off and rely upon towards the latter years of their life. In America, we believe in leveraged money, you know, in debt. And so this is also the thing that brought down the system in 1929. It brought it down in 2008. And it's going to bring it down in the future. Leveraged money never works. But it's the thing that's becoming very pressed upon us as the popular mechanism to live.
Oh, yeah. Don't use your money. Use somebody else's. And if you got assets, you can. Yeah, I know. It always freaks me out that we try to teach our kids to stay out of debt. But then every message around them is to get into debt, if you would. Hey, but the markets seem a whole bunch calmer this week. You know, I've noticed that they're greener than they have been. And you know, it's all over the place as to is it because that the hurricane didn't do as much damage as they thought, although I thought it did a whole bunch of damage. But what's driving this?
Well, the hurricane Harvey and Irma both are done now, and the dollar assessment is much lower. They thought Harvey was going to be $150+ billion, but the totals together is between $150 to $200 billion. The House passed the debt ceiling bill, which funded hurricane relief, $15 billion, which is just a drop in the bucket. They need 10 times more of that.
Right.
But it's the start of many, and I thank the Lord that our president pushed this through and everybody got on board in Congress, although there were some a little bit of resilience and reluctancy to sign this in certain parties. But, you know, this is not over with. The economic loss is going to be $20 to $30 billion just wage losses. And, you know, Disney alone has lost $70 million just through having their resort shut down for a couple of days.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to go on, but it's also going to be a boom, you know. So in the aftermath, we got to rebuild in this area. So, you know, think of all the housing that's going to just – that's going to generate, you know, an economic boom in these two regions, in Houston and Florida. So that's the good part. It's also, you know, but you know, there's things that will never recover from loss of wages, loss of health and life. That's the biggest and most important. But it's going to bring, you know, an economic boom to the area, and hopefully when they build this time, you know, I hate to say this, but the flip side is I hope there's very stringent building requirements moving forward, that new builds will be stronger than what was previously built, that we'll have these issues, you know, because it's just bailing them out for the next hurricane and that devastation again, you know, that's not a wise way of managing your money. So the government, if they're going to get money, which they clearly are, they should. I don't want to have government interaction, but we should have, you know, sound building principles, you know, not that say we don't, but, you know, imagine if the more of the houses were built more out of concrete, you know, than wood and timber, that's going to actually cost more, but it also, we won't have to rebuild near as much.
No, and it's funny, I'm listening to people scream about we shouldn't be help, you know, we shouldn't be using tax dollars, we shouldn't be using federal dollars to help these people out, and yada, 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 and all this other stuff. I'm going, you know what, there is a time when it's okay to help each other out. There is a time when it's okay to share resources. And no, it's not socialism and all this other stuff. I don't know where you're at with that, but we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I know I yacked along too long on the front end. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it, because you know how much, you know, David just has, it's just a wealth, and I mean a wealth of information that we can all glean from, we can all learn from, for real. So, like I said, I don't never like to waste a guest's time. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Kind of gives us an overview of what's going on in the financial world, the financial realm, not just here, but all over the world. And I always appreciate the keen insight he has on what's going on. And, David, again, thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely, Joe.
You know, and again, we were talking about the what's going on. And in the last segment, I said to you, and I'd like to get your feeling on this, is I always say, yeah, I know there's a whole bunch of people on the right that are saying, you know, we shouldn't be paying for these hurricanes, we shouldn't use tax dollars, and, you know, these people knew where they were moving to. You know, that's heartless. There is a point where it becomes heartless. We all, as Americans, are all part of one big family. Yes, we pay our taxes, we do what we need to do. We should help each other out. I mean, if the government's really stupid, then, the state government especially, then I don't know, we need to hold their feet to the fire, but we shouldn't let other Americans just suffer, you know, because of that kind of attitude. And I don't know where you stand with that. I'd like to get your 2 cents.
Yes, I do believe in that. That's part of being American. But it is, unfortunately, a two-edged sword. You know, we think of 9/11. We just had the 16th year anniversary.
Yep.
You know, and America came to the rescue in New York from all across our country. Mm-hmm. People drove to New York, flew to New York, and went to work to help rebuild New York.
Yep.
And there was funding that our government provided. So that's one side of the coin. The other side is, where's the money come from? And that's the dilemma.
Yeah.
So, you know, something has to give, and what our country has chosen to do in our behavior is, let's just put it on the debt, you know. Let's just create more debt. We'll figure it out later, and that's been the behavior even pre-9/11. So, but at some point it's going to catch up with us, you know, interesting fact, the budget deficit for August just came out. We're spending more than what we're taking in, obviously, $108 billion just for 1 month. That's not counting what we're going to do with this relief coming up in the hurricanes, which is $200 billion probably.
Wow.
But that's just 1 month. That were amortized out to $1.3 trillion a year. So when, you know, we talk about the debt growing, in fact, let's talk about this. Most people don't know there was a huge thing that happened, but it was hardly ever announced in the news. That came on 9/11. Here, this 16-year anniversary. Do you know what that is?
It was in that. No, go ahead.
We surpassed a huge number.
On 9/11, $20 trillion of debt.
$20 trillion.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Think about that. So let's go back in time. Let's get in our time machine. We're going to go back to before 2001. First of all, none of us would ever.
You're
going to
blame Obama for all this debt. I don't know if I can have.
No.
Go ahead. I'm just joking.
No, absolutely. This is the behavior of our country. Mm-hmm. It's Republican, it's Democrat, and it's independent. And we all say we're going to fix it, but nobody does. But let's go back to 2000 before 9/11. First of all, if you or I were talking in 2000 year, we'd have never said we're going to have a 9/11 event. People have said, you're crazy, you're a terrorist, get out of my face, get out of my country. Those things would have been said. But it did happen, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
If we would have said the debt's going to go up in the next 17 years four times to over $20 trillion, they would have said, you do not love your country. You are crazy. Our country will never be at $20 trillion in debt. We just hit it. Oh. If I would have said then that stocks would only have gone up 100% in the last 17 years by index of the Dow, somebody said, you just don't understand the stock market. That's crazy. It's going to go up way more than that. But it only went up 102%, 103 to be exact. If I said there's a market that's mainstream and globally in the world, that's the most financially stable market, that's going to go outperform four times the Dow, people have said, what is it? And if I've told them gold, they would have said, I don't know if I want to invest in that. But the year that it was the lowest, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Joe, it said gold has lost its luster when gold hit 253. And that was the very bottom of the market. And if I would have said that our debt in 2014 is going to reach a level where mathematically is now impossible to pay off, if I said that 15 years earlier, people would have said, you're anti-American. You don't love our country. But all those things have happened. We've surpassed the 100% of the revenue coming into the country versus the debt, or they call it the GDP. We're at 107% right now. The only time we've ever been higher than 100%, it was in the early, during World War I, when it went 126%, and the war got us out of debt. So I hate to say it this way, but we might be actually going to war at some level for economic reasons.
Wow.
But here's gold is making a major move. It's outperformed the Dow at a 4-to-1 level in the last 16 years, and we're in a major bull market in gold. We're getting ready to outperform the Dow this year. It's up significantly, and you know the Dow is trailing behind all metals, and yet they're touting how incredible the market is. And it is an incredible market, the Dow and stocks. But putting into perspective, gold is kicking the pants off paper markets in the last 17 years. It doesn't even come close.
Wow. I you know, these numbers always freak me out because I can't wrap my mind around them. You know, they're all, you know, in school and other places. Well, they used to teach it. I know they don't teach it anymore, but in school and other places, they taught you how to save your money, how to not spend more than you're making. I mean, more than you're not to spend more than you're making, and yet the government is totally out of control to the point where it's I don't know. You've heard? Yeah, you have heard about this. They're talking about eliminating the debt ceiling. What do you think of that?
Imagine having driving a car. There's no stop signs. There's no yield signs. There's no stop lights anymore. It would create financial havoc. It's not going to crash our system. But imagine taking taking away the criteria that a household would have. Let's say this. Here's an easy way of understanding it. Imagine you take in X amount of dollars and you spend X amount of dollars and you're upside down, okay? You take in $10,000 a month and you spend $14,000 a month and you only can afford, you know, a $500,000 home. Well, there's this $5 million home down the street that I think I really want to buy in this two neighborhoods over close to the ocean. Let's just go buy it and I'll take away my debt ceiling requirement and I'll just go buy it and see what happens. That's what we're doing here. We're setting ourselves up for a huge financial problem down the road with no buffers, no criteria. The purpose of the debt ceiling was simply put into place in 1917 so we wouldn't live beyond our means. And yet we've raised the debt ceiling 84 times since then. So, you know, the purpose was to pay down the debt and get back to zero, but now we're at $20 trillion in debt. The debt ceiling criteria has been adulterated in the original purpose, and now this is why they want to do away with it, because it will hold the country still accountable to, because if we don't stay within our debt, we might shut down the country. So this is why they want to eliminate it, so we can have endless spending. So it's crazy. You know, people will say, well, that's why we have a budget. Well, that's why we have a budget. But our budget, we spend more than what we take in. It's called a budget deficit.
We went years without a budget. We went years without a real budget. I'll put it that way. And people don't realize that. You know, the government didn't get together. They didn't, live within the budget, if you would. So that's just craziness. And it's a line of malarkey to coin a phrase.
And during that time of years not having a budget, our debt doubled.
Right. Right.
So it pays to have a budget and to have Congress vote upon a budget and the president sign the budget into law. That's why it's very critical to see what happens coming up this September, what they're going to do. We're in the midst of this. We're in a couple weeks away from them actually putting together the budget, yet they haven't released any numbers. The argument hasn't even started, and they're supposed to have this done actually 4 months ago. So
they're never going to have it done on time. You already know that. We'll be back in a minute. More with David Fisher. Just heat up your coffee. Don't get crazy. Come on back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. So, come on, hurry up. Get in here. That's right. Hurry on back. I want you to hear the whole thing. We're talking to David Fisher about the economy, what's going on, what you can do to protect your finances, and nobody's perfect. Nobody I know has got it all together when it comes to finances. If you do, call me. I'll take some. Anyway, take a listen. Anyway, David Fisher joins me from Landmark Capital. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always get a good insight. So what's going on in the I don't want to say markets or precious metals or anything like that. In the financial world. He just gives us some really good, solid information as to what's going on. And, David, I so much do enjoy the time that you spend with me and the insight that we get from you.
Absolutely. We're here, and we enjoy our time with you guys and your listeners.
You know, one of the things that I see on a regular basis, and I've talked to you about this before, and I get emails about it. I don't know why they send them to me. They should be sending them to you because I don't have a clue. But on the on precious metals, gold and silver, it seems like everybody's pushing silver right now. You hear some of the financial news markets talking about how, you know, gold may not be the best bet. Help me understand. Clarify why they're so, some of them are so negative on gold and some of the groups are positive on silver, and it's so confusing.
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter to us as a company if you want gold or silver. Neither, there's no incentive one or the other. Gold year-to-date is outperforming silver. It's at 15.1%. Silver is at 12.4%, putting the Dow in at 11.7%. So gold is outperforming silver. Silver has at times outperformed gold. And, you know, there's the, it's been touted as the step, redheaded stepchild, silver, that being, and it's more affordable than gold. You know, and they use this ratios of a 16 to 1, you know, how much gold, silver should be valued compared to gold. And they're saying silver is undervalued. I don't adhere to the ratios of that because they're more manipulated than reality. But the reason silver is being pushed is there's a couple articles out there that has been written from longtime silver advocates that are now been picked up in my industry and being touted as a reason to buy silver, a shortage in silver, which I don't buy. And a also, you know, here's what's going to happen. I've heard all kinds of insane things. Last year I heard in the month of September, but that silver, which was at about the same price it was now then, is going to move up to over $200. And one person said conservatively $100 by the end of the year. This was last year. Obviously, it didn't change much the market, and it didn't happen. So I hear these same kind of things. You know, call my company. We'll help you understand what drives the markets and the difference in depth in silver and gold. And then you can choose. They can choose personally for themselves which one is a better asset to hold. And, you know, I don't advocate one or the other. If I had to lean one way, I'd probably lean towards gold because gold is bought by central banks and silver is not. In fact, there's some things that are happening right now around the world in gold on a financial level behind the scenes that we, if we have time, we'll talk about. If not, they'll be next week. That they're certainly happening, and it's not happening in the silver market.
Well, hit on it now. We're on the roll anyhow. What's going on behind the scenes with gold?
Well, here's what's happening is you're going to probably see this coming out, but China's getting ready to launch a new way of trading in oil. They've been working on this for quite some time. This is a new bullish factor under the radar that China is creating an oil benchmark based on gold, effectively cutting out the U.S. dollar. China's been working on, you know, they've done this. First of all, China thinks in terms of long timelines. They think in terms of legacies. We don't as Americans, unfortunately. But so they set up this thing called the Shanghai Gold Exchange back in 2005. They also set up the thing called the Shanghai International Energy Exchange. And so China is expected shortly to launch a crude oil futures contract that is priced in their currency called the yuan, which can be easily converted into gold. And this is what analysts say could be a major game changer for not just the oil industry, but also the gold industry, but also for the dollar. So how this works out is that the contract could come as a very important in the Asian region because we're pressuring China to stop the nonsense of trade with North Korea. They don't want to do this. And they've been selling dollars, so this has been on the backside of this. But China is the world's biggest oil importer, and crude oil is usually priced in relation to Brent or West Texas intermediate futures, and also always denominated in dollars, no matter what's where it trades at in the world. But about 3 years ago, they started their relationship with Russia and Iran to launch a new mechanism to trade oil in the yuan. Now they're taking it a step further. They're moving exporters such as Russia and to Iran to circumvent U.S. sanctions by not only trading in the yuan, but also to entice further trade in their region. They're saying now we can convert the trade instead of into our own currency, the yuan, but convert it into gold. And this can now be done through the Shanghai and the Hong Kong exchanges. So this is just a huge, huge news because around 7.6 million barrels last year traded in China's imports. And most oil producers are, you know, happy to exchange oil for gold. In fact, the whole Saudi Arabia region loves gold. This is a strategic move in swapping oil for gold rather than for U.S. treasuries. That can be printed out of thin air. So this is a big deal. It's not fully announced yet, but I think it's going to come out sometime towards the end of this year. So you're the first person I'm announcing this on your radio program.
Wow.
I've been doing a little studying. I've been holding back, Joe. I actually didn't know if I wanted to say it all today, but there's a little bit more to it. But I'm still doing research on it. Some people think that this is why gold has moved up so much, because they started actually implementing and doing the training on the technology, and the users that are carrying out the system, the testing of this in the preparations in the month of June and July, and that's when the market shortly after that started taking some big jumps in gold.
Yeah, it's all this stuff is so hard to follow, and you know, one of the questions I get on a regular basis, I keep forgetting to ask you, so if I'm putting you on the spot, I'm sorry, but Bitcoin, or what do they call it, cyber coins, or whatever they're called, there are people that claim they've made a lot of money off of Bitcoins, and what's your take on that kind of thing?
Bitcoin was created as an alternative currency to be outside the Federal Reserve system and outside any government industry system. You know, so it's done that. It's not widely used yet, but big brokerage houses are now putting their toe in the Bitcoin market.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple foreign, not in the United States as of yet, is my understanding. Bitcoin is created overseas. It's a Asian creation, and so again, it confirms what we just talked about. The Asians, you know, are not, they love America when the money comes their way, but they don't like to be told on how to control their own trading and their own systems. So the Bitcoin was created there, and you know, there's been some challenges. It's been hacked into twice. They actually did a bail-in 3.5 years ago into Bitcoins, where people, I don't care if you even were trading Bitcoins, but if you had a Bitcoin account, 35% of your money got stripped immediately out of Bitcoin. So wow. It's not the safest, but recently there's been such demand in it, it's moved up enormously. Ironically, yesterday, Jamie Dimon just killed the Bitcoin market for a day, at least. I haven't checked on it what it's doing today, but he made comments at a financial a conference called Trading Alpha, and he said that Bitcoin is like the old story of the tulip industry. If you guys know what that is, it's basically a farce. He's saying
we're not as old as you, David. You can tell us.
Yeah. It's a farce. Tulips were, I can't remember what the numbers were. Were say a dollar one day, and then they traded a year later. They traded over $1,000. I'm getting the numbers wrong, but it was, you know, the need for tulips. And there's just, so basically he's saying it's not a real market. And yet his daughter traded Bitcoin. So, says she's a genius now. She thinks she's a genius because she made some money in one market that's a very alternative market. Jamie Dimon was surprised that our country, the government and the Fed or the IRS didn't come down upon the Bitcoin as a, you know, because it's an alternative currency. It goes against the Constitution to be used as money, as exchange, a medium of exchange. So I think that if you see this thing get too crazy, I think you're going to see our government come down and squash that maybe. But some people love it.
Yeah.
I've never traded in it, and it's, I don't.
So we're up against the time. I want you to tell people how to get your monthly newsletter and how to get a hold of your company.
Well, the monthly newsletter is for the month of September is getting ready to go out here next week. It's called Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? It answers the old question, the biggest question that stumped many generations. So they can call our company at 844-715-7311 or go to our website at landmarkgold.com. And if they call us, they can get all these answers, like which one is better, silver or gold, and all those things, and get some literature too.
You know, I'll give you the answer to that. God came first. How's that? Anyway. Hey, I'm not pulling any punches. Are you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming in the next hour, so don't go far. We're going to talk about smartphones. Are they making you dumber? Are they changing your... Now, I wish I had the staff to go back and grab what I've been talking about with these smartphones for years. Anyway, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.